Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA and Ray and Sherry Ellsworth from Mountain Pasture Farm in Beckett, Mass. I love strawberry season, don't get me wrong, but I can go forever eating blueberries. And now is the time. And your first day of open season at your farm in Beckett is this coming Saturday. So I'm getting sort of the first blueberry nouveau, the first growth. So what kind of blueberries? People know that there are the big blueberries, which are the high bush, right?
Right. The high bush, these are high bush wild, actually. So our wild blueberries are high bush as well as our cultivated. Wild blueberries, of course, are smaller. One of the things about wild blueberries, I don't know if people know, but every bush is an individual bush. Cultivated blueberries are clone bushes. Mm-hmm. So when you get one Patriot, you get all Patriots, kind of tastes alike.
And Patriots?
They're an early variety of cultivated blueberries.
See, that's one thing I guess I didn't know. I just thought there were blueberries and blackberries, but they're Patriot blueberries.
Those Patriot blueberries.
Going to be my favorite. I'll have a Belichick, a blueberry check. What other kind of varieties are there, blueberry?
We have Blue Crop and Blue Ray, which are mid-season.
And then there's DVD.
Yeah.
And so they come out seasonally like that then?
They do. This kind of extends your season. Jerseys are a smaller cooking berry. They're a lot larger than the wild blueberries. They're mid-season to late. And then we have Elliot's that are late berries. And they're a nice large berry. But they ripen end of August.
So now through the end of August, we can find a whole host of blueberries to choose from.
One thing I'd like to encourage people to do, though, is to come early. The first berries on every bush are always the best berries.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's the bud. They have the primary buds and secondary buds. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the primary buds open first, and they have the largest, nicest berries.
What do you guys both do at the farm separately? You know, it's fun. Family farms are fun, and you guys are a married couple, so.
Well, I help Ray with the picking and sorting and weed.
Yeah.
So how does it even work with the sorting? So I know you sell blueberries to the Old Creamery Co-op and to the Berkshire Food Co-op. So when you go out and you're picking to sell it commercially, wholesale, what are you sorting for?
Well, we are organic, so we have to sort for bug-damaged berries. I pick with two things. I pick with my berry can, and I pick with a bucket of soapy water. And all the people who come to pick your own at my farm, I give them a bucket of soapy water. Because, of course, we're organic, and any damaged berries need to be dropped in this bucket of soapy water to keep other bugs away from the field. That's our one form of control.
Soap, I think, is something that most people, even that are really sticklers about spray, can get behind.
Yeah.
Although I know some hippies that would say otherwise.
All the pick-your-owners seem to really, they fall right in with that. They enjoy it.
So is there a different way to eat a wild blueberry than a commercial blueberry?
The wild blueberries are smaller, so it's harder to take one big blueberry and pop it into your mouth. I'm always tempted to get as many as possible and put them in some sort of funnel and just pour them right down my throat. Is that the correct way to do it?
That's pretty close. Uh-huh. A nice small handful all at once. Wild blueberry bushes, each bush is a separate bush. So each blueberry's bush's berries have a slightly different flavor. And if you put a handful together, you're getting quite a bouquet of flavor. I've been picking wild blueberries since I was a little kid, right there.
Wow. Did you grow up on this farm?
I did.
Yeah. Was that shirt white before you started?
It was.
It's blue now. Probably wise for the blueberry farmer. I'd be out there with this light blue shirt on and would be in big trouble.
I have 8 or 9 navy blue shirts. So if you see me in the same shirt, it's not really the same shirt.
Ray and Sherry Ellsworth from Mount Pasture Farm in Beckett. Sherry, would you demonstrate for me how to properly eat these wild blueberries?
Sure.
She's getting the pint of blueberries right here. All right, so she's got a small handful, like right in the center of the palm of her hand.
Oh, she just did it.
Pop them in. I didn't see any blue.
No, nothing. She got them all in her mouth.
All in. None fell on the floor.
Because her shirt is still pink.
They will make a little bit of a mess if you don't do it.
Very
right.
Very tasty.
All right, let me try.
I'd say he's grabbed about 23 of these.
So right in the center of my hand. Here we go.
Oh my God.
Nailed it. Got a nice tart quality of these blueberries. So does that change in sweetness over the course of the growing season or with each variety?
Yeah.
So this variety will become sweeter as the season goes on?
This is several varieties. Wilds, yeah.
Yeah.
They do. They become sweeter.
So Ray, you are also mentioning that not only are you sustainably growing these blueberries, but that you use natural pollinators.
You know, honeybees actually are not native to the United States. They came from England and Europe with the colonists. If I used honeybees, I would be taking this food from my natural pollinators. You know, I have carpenter bees and bumblebees. And you know, blueberries are native to New England. The bees I'm talking about have been pollinating blueberries for millennia. And depending on the blueberry crop that we have here for a big part of their food source, there have been wild blueberries on this property forever, and we've never had honeybees, and we've always had blueberries. So I felt really comfortable putting in my 1,000 cultivated bushes and hoping that the natural pollinators, the native pollinators, would multiply in quantity and be able to take care of the bushes. And yeah, they have. They do really well.
Mm.
Bumblebees, they can pollinate a whole group of blueberries with their wing beat. They're so fast that it spreads the pollen around as they fly.
That was an actual sound of... No, it wasn't. That was Phil making a noise.
And they actually do a better job of pollinating the berries than honeybees.
Phil does. Oh, yeah. And honeybees. Ray and Sherry Ellsworth from Mountain Pasture Farm in Beckett. And Phil Corman from CISA, local hero folks who have a dinner coming up.
Yes, for all native pollinators, Whole Foods Market is holding a local farm dinner at Enterprise Farm on Saturday, August 2nd from 5 to 8 p.m. It's actually a benefit for CISA. So you can get tickets either at the Hadley Whole Foods Market store or at buylocalfood.org.